This is Foresight Matters with David Cloak.
Hello and welcome to a brand new podcast. I'm David Cloak, Managing Director of Foresight Solutions. We're an enthusiastic company that traditionally has helped a broad range of public service organisations and high hazard industry in discharging their legal requirements around major emergency planning. But our interest also extends to broader business planning for organisations large and small. Where we believe we make a difference is that we place risk management and contingency planning at the heart of your business plan, ensuring that you are in a better position to deal with any type of crisis that you may face in the future. Want more details? Check out our website, www.foresightsolutions.net. So how exciting, a brand new podcast and a new venture for me. I've really become hooked on a number of different podcasts and audiobooks. And I just thought to myself, do you know what? This is a really good way of communicating, of sharing your story, sharing experiences. And I very much hope that Foresight Matters, this podcast, will be informative and entertaining. And in particular, I'd really love to hear from you about your experiences, what you can share as your pearls of foresight. To get in contact with us, dead easy. On Twitter, our handle is @ForesightSol. That's @ForesightSol. You can use the hashtag Foresight Matters Podcast. Check out our Facebook page or good old-fashioned email. Now, I'm not quite sure if email is old-fashioned yet in 2021, but my email address, very simple. It's david@foresightsolutions.net. So what can we expect, I hear you cry? Well, some of the podcasts, such as this first one, will be just me and thee talking about a range of different subjects around resilience, around business planning, around dealing with crisis. And I hope that my personal thoughts and insight, first of all, is informative and interesting, hopefully a little bit entertaining as well, but it provokes some thought. And you know, I really would love to hear from you, whether you think I'm right, wrong, indifferent, if I'm talking absolute nonsense or absolute sense. I'd really love to hear from you. I'm also keen to bring you interviews and discussions with a range of professionals who can provide us with some valuable insights into how they coped with disaster, with crisis, with difficult situations, as well as successes. So if you've got a story to tell and you feel that you can give us some pearls of foresight so we can learn from your experiences, please do get in contact with us.
This is Foresight Matters with David Cloak.
So what I'd like to talk about today is recovering from the pandemic. Now, the date today is the 6th of May, 2021. Not everywhere in the world is recovering from the pandemic. In fact, there are many parts of the world that are still in the depths of the pandemic. Here in the UK, we're in a very, very fortunate position where the government has announced a roadmap to the relaxation of various different restrictions to reinstate our civil liberties and to get the economy going, which is absolutely brilliant. The sort of points I want to make in terms of recovery is thinking about not just what we're going to do over the next couple of months as the shackles come off and we can all start going back to some sort of normality, but really taking the opportunity to learn from our experiences during the disaster, which was the COVID-19 pandemic.
Humans are possessed to some degree with the power of foresight, yet we so often learn things the hard way through disaster. David Grinspoon.
Now, David Grinspoon, quite an interesting person. Is he a business guru? Is he someone who's, you know, really entwined with the business world? No, actually, he's an astrobiologist. But he gives us a really good quote there, because we do generally learn from disaster. We do have foresight, but sometimes it does take disaster for us to really understand and embrace and learn various different lessons and learning from experience. So what I'd like to try and promote with this podcast today is to think about our experiences during the lockdown, during the pandemic, and as part of our planning for this wonderful new world that we're emerging into post-lockdown, looking to have some sort of normality, being back and enjoying that. I don't want to be a doom monger. So the last thing I want to do is be a doom monger. But what I would certainly encourage, particularly if you are a small business, and you are particularly vulnerable to the effects of lockdown and the longer term effects to your business that may bring, what I'd like to do is encourage you through this podcast to consider the key lessons that you have learnt during the last couple of lockdowns and how you may cope in the future should infection start to rise again. Now, there is a school of thought at the moment. There are, there is speculation, I should say, about possible increase in infection rates during the autumn and winter periods of this year and moving into 2022. And my advice would be, look, take a moment to look back and say to yourself, okay, then, what worked well? How did we cope really well and how did we deal with it? And importantly, what didn't go well and what could we do that's better? And, you know, there are lessons to be learned. So say, for example, you had to diversify your business or diversify your output or diversify the way things happened in your organisation. Was it good? Was it bad? And will you need to do it again? If so, can you do it better? Will you have to change again? Not just diversification, but will you have to stop things? Will you have to start new things? Do things differently in your organisations, in your small businesses? And there's a bottom line question that I would really, really encourage you to consider. If this all happened again, bearing in mind, yes, we do have an excellent vaccination program in the UK. It is working very, very well. But we do have to embrace the potential risk of more infections during the autumn and winter months. The key question that I would pose to you is, how can I cope better? And I think it is about coping. There are never going to be watertight solutions to such a huge problem. But what I would prompt in this podcast and my pearl of foresight for you today is really think about the potential future of another wave. Even if it is not so serious, because of the excellent work of the vaccination program and everything else that has been put into place to try and deal with the pandemic, the question that I would pose to you as a pearl of foresight is, how will I cope better if this was to happen again? And I very much hope that that's been of interest and thought-provoking to you. And I look forward to hearing from you. Do drop me an email, david@foresightsolutions.net. Use our Twitter handle @foresightsol, #foresightmatterspodcast, or check out our Facebook page. It's been a real pleasure having your company, and I very, very much hope that you'll join me on another podcast of Foresight Matters from Foresight Solutions. Take care, and I look forward to meeting up with you again soon.
You've been listening to Foresight Matters, an independent podcast presented and produced by Foresight Solutions Limited. To find out how we can help your company or organization, visit our website at foresightsolutions.net.